Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today is the voice of Sandy Cheeks on SpongeBob SquarePants and Cindy Vortex on The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. Please welcome Carolyn Lawrence.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, let's start in the beginning. How did your career begin?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I actually started off as a dancer. I was with a jazz company in Chicago. And a gentleman asked me to audition for the voice of a product, and I got the job, and then that began the acting career.
Okay.
So it was completely random.
Yes. How did you get into voiceover acting? Well, I think you just said, but how did it further then?
Well, once I realized that that was a part of the business that was, one, that you could actually make a living. I had no idea that that was something you could make a living doing. And got my confidence up acting-wise. I got myself an agent and did the whole, route like any typical actor and just went out and started auditioning and was fortunate enough to be hired.
Okay. We're talking with Carolyn Lawrence here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. How did you become the voice of Sandy Cheeks on SpongeBob?
It was just an audition like any other audition. You know, they send you a little, they send you a picture of what the character looks like and a breakdown of who she is and a paragraph to read. And I read and they called me back and I got to meet the creator and that was that.
Okay. Well, on the show, you work with Tom Kenny, who is, the voice of SpongeBob. What's he like?
I adore Tom. He's hilarious. I don't know if your listeners know, he's a stand-up comedian, and he's also a musician, and he's just a phenomenal person, and we crack each other up the entire time we're working.
Yes, I can imagine. And you might also know him from Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Yes.
He was on that.
Yes, he was. And I'm actually doing a new show with one of the writers from Mr. Show, Dino Stamatopoulos.
Okay.
So, a little connection there that all goes back to Mr. Show.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking again with Carolyn Lawrence here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. We know how you got involved now as Sandy, but now how about as Cindy Vortex on Jimmy Neutron?
Well, Cindy was interesting because they were looking for somebody to do what's called a scratch track, which means they wanted to start animating the film in a very rough form, but they hadn't found their actors yet. So they called around and auditioned people to do a scratch track and made it very clear that it would never, ever be in the movie. And so I thought, well, I have nothing to lose. I might as well go and have a good time. And I had a blast. And then they liked me, and then I got the film.
And then the TV show.
Yes, and subsequently the TV show.
That's right. Well, on Jimmy Neutron, you work with people like Rob Paulsen, who's Carl, Mark DiCarlo, who's Jimmy's dad, Hugh, and he was live on Studs and Taste of America on Travel Channel right now, Andrea Martin, who's Miss Fowl, and Debbie Derryberry, who's, of course, Jimmy. What's it like working with all those guys?
It's great. I mean, between the two shows, we really have the best cast that anybody could ever have. I mean, you know how, like, when you work in an office, there's usually at least one person that everybody's like, oh, there's that one person. But we don't have that person in either cast, which is totally rare, that we all truly get along and have a blast. I couldn't, very lucky.
And I'm glad for you.
No, thank you. I'm the girl with no complaints today.
Well, that's what we like. We don't want to hear you down.
No, I mean I just still I'm so fortunate to make a living doing something as fun as animation. It doesn't get to be much more fun than that.
That's right.
Except maybe you hosting a radio show. Maybe that's more fun.
Yes. Oh, wait a second. We're having a little feedback trouble here, folks.
Oh, wait a minute. There it goes. It's gone. That was weird.
Oh, I couldn't hear it.
Okay, it was on my end. It was very weird. I could hear myself on the phone. But,
well, that's a little disturbing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about, so let's move on. What can we see you in? Can we see you in outside of SpongeBob and Jimmy Neutron?
Well, I have a new show it's going to be airing on the Adult Swim for Cartoon Network. It's called Moral Oral, and I play Oral. So those of you who have kids that are fans of Jimmy and of SpongeBob, they will not be watching Moral Oral.
No, no way.
But I'm very excited to have it to start airing. I think it's going to premiere in January.
Okay, we look forward to it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. How are your fans?
How are my fans? Well, they're all beautiful and amazing. Other than that,
okay. I'm sorry. I'm used to
ridiculously handsome people. I don't know. What do you mean?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm used to interviewing smooth jazz artists, so they always know.
And
what
how do they think their fans are?
They always say that they're great, and they have a lot of great stories to tell. But I guess
Mike, I was just at Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if your listeners know of that. It's a sci-fi, horror, animation fan convention in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Where they estimated there were 40,000 people over the weekend. And I sat and signed autographs and met people, and it was really fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
So that's the answer. My fans are great.
Okay. All right. It took a while to get it out, but we got it.
I'm rambling.
No, you're not. Well, you know, I was going to cut that out, but now I'm going to leave it in. And you can hear, and now the fans know what goes on, or the listeners, rather, knows what goes on. They knows what's going on, whatever.
Behind the,
Yeah. Okay. Well, one final question. It feels like we just started, but what do you hope the future holds for you?
Oh, gosh. I hope to have the opportunity to continue to create. That's all I care about. If it's on camera, great. If it's voiceover, great. If it's landscaping my garden, fine. I just like staying creative.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, thank you very much. This was a quick interview, but it was still good.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. This has been Carolyn Lawrence here on the Mike Shamiri Show, and we'll be right back with more music.